An update regarding COVID and plans for the future in Kohler schools. The following contains an interview with Nick DeBaker, or the principal of Kohler High School. The first question is, how do you think students are handling the cohorts right now?
I think it all depends from student to student. It seems like some kids have really kind of thrived on it and enjoyed kind of the on and off, and some kids aren't. I think that's why we're looking forward to having everybody back.
All right. And then what do you expect for the rest of the year, considering the rest of the students are coming back?
Hopefully everybody gets to stay back.
All right.
You know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know where COVID's going to take us. But hopefully we get to stay for the rest of the year.
Awesome. With the cohorts coming back, is there anything the students should consider besides the four pillars?
No, I think that's it. I think, you know, when we talk about coming back, just making sure, like, we are smart about where we're sitting. So, like, lunch or study hall, like, if you have the opportunity to be two to a table,
okay,
not to be five to a table, because as mm-hmm. we've kind of gone through and had cases come through, it ends up with more kids having to quarantine, and we want that as little as possible.
All right. What could the seniors look forward to going into next year?
Going into next year?
Yeah, just kind of like a...
Going into college?
Juniors now, seniors
going
next
into
year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing they should look forward to is hopefully a normal senior year.
Okay.
Which kind of our last two senior classes haven't really had the opportunity for, so...
Yeah, sadly.
Hopefully that's what they should look forward to, the normal senior year.
Right. Do you think next year will be relaxed by then?
You know, you never know. There's the more and more people that get vaccinated, the mm-hmm. better chance there are of that. You've heard things of, you know, like they want to see 80% of the population, you know, either vaccinated or whatever before we kind of release all the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows what'll happen over the next 6 months. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll be in a more relaxed position.
Would you consider now being relaxed as far as COVID rules? And
No, I think bringing everybody back kind of shows like we're in a better place now than we were, especially like in November.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And as things get better and better, hopefully you can get, you know, you can kind of backing up on some of the mitigations that we've been doing.
All right. Is there anything going into the future with, like, dances and homecoming? I guess this kind of ties in with...
In terms of the rest of this year, I know we've kind of started the conversation about maybe prom, which...
Okay.
You know, when and how, but...
Yeah.
You know, we got to get through this year before we talk about next year, too, but
mm-hmm.
Just what that might look like in a way to do it safe and be safe and keep, you know... keep everybody from having to stay home. So yeah, we're talking about the possibility of that in, you know,
okay.
May, June.
Yeah.
So
yeah, good to hear. Do you think the school can improve and in what way? Just kind of keeping everything?
In terms of COVID or just in general?
Both. Yeah.
Both?
More the merrier.
COVID, I think I think bringing everybody back and just making sure we're still following the rules with the masks and everything, keep everybody safe. But big picture, I think we can improve. We've kind of started looking at a schedule.
Okay.
You know, looking at a different format for the schedule for next year. And I think that would help take a lot off your guys' plate in terms of being so, like so much at one time, you
mm-hmm.
know, walking through eight academic courses in a day.
Are you talking about like blocks?
Anything. There's a lot of different. We're looking at all different types of them. Some are blocks. Some are,
mm-hmm.
you know, modified blocks. There's all different kinds of them out there. So we've kind of been looking at all of them. All
right.
So that's something that I'm looking forward to, hopefully, you know, and it's all about making sure you guys
mm-hmm.
are supported in terms of not being so overloaded.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. What can the students do to help?
Just keep being you guys. I mean, that's the thing that's impressive about being here is you guys are always, for the most part, doing what you're supposed to be doing and following the guidelines that we set forth to keep everybody safe, keep everybody in school.
All right.
So just keep doing that.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I would just like to thank Mr. DeBaker for allowing me to interview him and get these questions. Thanks again. Have a great day.